Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is ordering new public safety measures to protect Jewish neighborhoods from hate and violence following Saturday's stabbing attacks that wounded five people at a Hanukkah celebration at the home of a rabbi north of New York City.
Light towers at key locations and communities are already 15 up, six more are coming, and we will add as needed. We will be adding more security cameras.
U.S. airstrikes pounding militias in Iraq and Syria over the weekend. The Pentagon says the targets were linked to Iranian-backed forces that have reportedly been attacking American and Iraqi military installations. This morning, the Pentagon says U.S. forces have carried out airstrikes in Somalia a day after a deadly car bombing there that killed at least 79 people. In these attacks by the U.S., four terrorists were reportedly killed. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
This year has seen fewer law enforcement fatalities in the line of duty than last year. That's according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, which says as of December 27th, 128 federal, state, and local officers had died while on duty. That's an 18% drop from 2018's 157 fatalities. Death by firearms, the number one cause, 49 officers killed by gunfire, the second leading cause of death, traffic fatalities. Today, officials will be testing out the ball in Times Square that will be used to ring in the new year. The ball, which is capable of displaying over 16 million different colors, will be sent up and down a pole to make sure it's good to go. Getting late word that in the NFL, the New York Giants head coach Pat Shurmur has been fired by the team. Shurmur just two seasons in that post in New York. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York City's getting ready to ring in the new decade, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The iconic crystal ball, which will descend in New York City's Times Square on Tuesday night to usher in the new year, arrived for its big setup on Friday. The ball, 12 feet in diameter and weighing 12,000 pounds, is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles and will travel down a pole for 1 minute until it reaches an electric sign that will illuminate 2020 at precisely midnight on New Year's Day. Known as the ball drop, the festive ceremony has been conducted annually since 1907, with the exception of 1942 and 43 to observe wartime urban blackouts. Visitors will be able to write wishes for the new year on confetti, which will be released during the ball drop.
Kanye West is celebrating the one-year anniversary of his Sunday service program with a visit to L.A.'s Skid Row. Yesterday, West visited the Union Rescue Mission in downtown L.A. to hold his weekly program, and he brought along the Sunday Service Choir. And the latest Star Wars film, The Rise of Skywalker, still number one at the North American box office, pulling in another $72 million over this weekend. That brings its haul so far to nearly $362 million. number two movie this weekend, Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart's Jumanji: The Next Level. And for USA Radio News...
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and listen live. And thank you for joining in on any one of the 300-plus radio stations and markets that we bring Bill Martinez Live to you. And right now, Brigitte Gabriel joins us, New York Times best-selling author, leading expert on global Islamic terrorism, and chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in America. And we're going to be talking Omar and Tlaib, and let's put things in proper perspective. Brigitte, welcome to the show always. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Well, always good to have you with us. So let's talk about Omar and Tlaib and the show that they tried to put on yesterday. What was all this about?
Well, that's exactly what it is. The whole thing from the beginning, Bill, has been nothing more than a PR stunt. They wanted to put Israel in a corner, and they put Israel in a lose-lose situation and a win-win situation for them, PR-wise. Because if they were interested in just visiting Israel and learning about Israel, as a lot of the new Democratic elected officials, they would have joined the delegation of 72 lawmakers, both Democrats and Republicans, who made an official trip to Israel just last week. They met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and leaders of the Palestinian Authority. But Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib refused to go. Instead, they developed their own itinerary and titled it U.S. Congressional Delegation to Palestine. Bill, they couldn't even bring themselves to actually utter the word Israel in their itinerary. So this whole thing was just a publicity stunt.
Well, there was no doubt it was disrespectful on so many levels. And I will say this for the record, Brigitte, and this is, increasingly bothering me and other people who respect the office of the President of the United States. You may not like President Trump, but for the sake of the office, for respect of the U.S. Constitution, just to refer to him constantly as Trump is so disrespectful to the voters, to those of us patriots who believe in a constitutional government. And I want to call them out for that. And I'm tired of hearing the disrespect from them, from two women who are, if nothing else, I mean, they are demanding respect, but yet they themselves are not giving it.
They're not giving it, and we're seeing this in the whole Democratic Party, and they are being supported by the Democratic leadership, and they are being supported by the media. Look, Bill, when President Obama was elected president, I didn't want him, I didn't like him, I didn't vote for him. But mm-hmm. The minute he became our president, we respected the office of the president. and you refer to him as President Obama. You may not have liked him. I criticize him. I criticize his apology to worldwide. I have been one of the biggest critics of President Obama and remain so. But you respect the office of the president because it doesn't matter who occupies that office. They come and go, but the office remains. And the President Trump was elected by people of the United States to serve the people of the United States, and we need to give him the courtesy to do his job and do it right. And right now we are seeing total disrespect, not only towards the President Bill, but we're seeing total disrespect to our police officers, total disrespect to law and order, total disrespect to respecting difference of opinion. I mean, look at what Antifa did in Portland this last weekend. There is no tolerance in our country to the exchange of idea, to the principle of we need to listen to another idea. Maybe we can learn something so we can better our country, where we can bring different ideas and make them work together to the benefit of all. Those days are gone.
Yeah, and sadly, because what you're talking about right now, Brigitte, evidence, it is written in the history of this great country of ours. When we are talking, when we are sharing ideas, we're not saying everybody should be a Republican or everybody should be a Democrat. We need the varying ideas to come to the marketplace, and when they are invalidated and one side is told to shut up and not participate in the process, everybody loses. Now, when we win is when everybody's participating, and this is what has bothered me about the modern-day Democratic Party, which is not the party of Kennedy by far. They're not engaged. They're just resisting, and it's to the injury of all Americans.
Well, here's the deal, Bill. The left is at war with everything you and I and every God-loving and flag-waving, veteran-respecting, police-honoring American, they are at war with us. The problem is we don't realize that they are at war. We think if we can just reason with them, come, let's reason together, let's talk to each other, why don't you listen to us? But what we need to realize is that those who are now in charge of being elected to Congress or in charge of the Democratic Party or who are now the bureau chiefs of news organizations. Remember, these students came out of our colleges and have been graduating for the last 25, 30 years, where they have learned that there is no tolerance for any opposing view. Look, I remember being banned from speaking to different universities, and this is back in 2004. I remember speaking at Duke University in 2004, being surrounded by bodyguards who were afraid for my own safety as students were shouting me down. And we're talking over 15 years ago. This started a long time ago. So all these students that learned in college that any other opposing point of view is not tolerated, should not be tolerated, and it should be attacked. Those students have graduated and they have gotten into the work field, whether they work in media, whether they work in communication, whether they work in politics. So what we're seeing right now is basically activists posing as elected officials like Congresswoman Ilhan Omar al-Rashid Tlaib. They are activists. They're not your average lawmakers who studied the law and who decided to run for office to work on our laws that better this country. They are activists who won elections. When you look at journalists on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, they are not a journalist who are looking objectively at a story. You're looking at an activist who has the spotlight and the platform to be able to influence millions of Americans with their activist ideas, while the unsuspecting public believes that they are actually looking at a journalist, but they are not. And this is exactly what I detail in my book, Rise. You know, my book came out titled Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. And I titled it Rise because I want people to understand what we are really dealing with in our country and why we need to come together and understand that we need to become engaged, we need to become active, we need to participate in our political process in order to save our country while we still have a chance before it's too late.
You're exactly right, and this is what I have embraced about your book, Rise. It is a clarion call to rise up and take a stand. This is not a time for the silent majority. The silent majority has to no longer be silent, just like it did several decades ago. It is a critical call to stand up. Otherwise, they continue to progress, and our liberties are being compromised here, Brigitte, in the process.
Absolutely. All our liberties are being compromised. Our freedom of speech, our freedom of expression. What happened in Portland this weekend is basically Antifa chasing a little girl simply because she is dressed in American flag attire. So 12-year-old girls are not even safe.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veteran Tip of the Day.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
We must be asking, as Israel's ally, the Netanyahu government stop the expansion of settlements on Palestinian land and ensure full rights for Palestinians if we are to give them aid.
Well, this was yesterday, and their threat, because after all, the House, we know, is given oversight over the money. They're in control of the purse. And even though Brigitte, I think she miscalculated, she said we only give $3 million. I think it's more in the billion terms, not million terms, of money that we give to Israel, is it not?
That's true. It's $3 billion. But what she forgot to mention is that we also give Egypt $2 billion. The only difference between Egypt and Israel is that Israel actually sends the money back into the United States, purchasing airplanes, purchasing products from the United States. So the money that Israel receives, a lot of that money is invested back into the United States, while the $2 billion we give Egypt is totally squandered.
Well, and what she didn't address also is that time and again, including the Netanyahu administration, have offered all kinds of concessions to the Palestinians. The Palestinians had made it clear time and again that if anybody is to negotiate at all with Israel and give up anything, that that person is to die and their family is to be, you know, taken off the face of the earth, which is the end game that they have for Israel. So how do you negotiate with somebody that wants you eradicated?
Exactly. You cannot negotiate with people like that. Israel has tried. I mean, Bill, you and I remember when Ehud Barak offered the Palestinians in 2001 90% of the territories back, and they did not want it. They did not want to have anything to do with it. They said, no, we do not want it, and they turned it down. So they are not, they could have had all of the West Bank. They could have had what they wanted, but they turned it down because they have no interest in living side by side with Israel. They want Israel eliminated. But of course, Ilhan Omar is too young to actually even remember that. And because the Palestinians and the Islamic world in general, they do not teach their children history about political events that actually gives Israel any fairness. They only teach their children to hate Israel. The Israelis are stealing our land. They have stolen our land. They want to kill our people, which is total baloney. And this is why they're completely brainwashed with their hatred towards Israel.
Yeah, when you go to Israel, for those of us who have been there, Brigitte, you see that Arabs have no problem living in areas where Israel controls. In fact, they're happy to do so because they know there's peace there. But yet, on the converse, when Israelis go into Arab-controlled areas, they do so with some trepidation, understandably so.
Yes, they do. And, you know, when the Palestinian Authority, you know, when Yasser Arafat came back and Israel gave the Palestinian Authority control over the Palestinian territories, Israel gave the option of the Israeli Arabs living in East Jerusalem, which is the Arabic section, whether or not they want to be Palestinian living under the Palestinian-controlled authority, you know, the Palestinian Authority. And they refused. The Arabs refused. They said, oh, no. We want to stay here. We want to stay under Israeli control. We want to stay here as Israelis. I mean, can you imagine they even were given the option, but they turned it down? Because it shows you that, look, Arabs living under Israeli control are living much better than any Arabs living under Arab control, whether it's Palestinians, whether it's anything else, because there is more freedom in Israel than any other country in the Middle East, but specifically under the Palestinian Authority.
Well, I can tell you, when I went to Israel, I went through quite a background check. It wasn't just, come on in, and they really check you out. And here it is in the particular case here where you have two women. One who's she was raised Palestinian. Talib was, you know, so that worldview, and what does she hold to? I mean, for her, the BDS movement is a righteous act for Palestinians, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Again, like I mentioned, she is an activist. She's not your average congresswoman. We're looking at an activist elected to Congress. She believes Israel is evil. She believes Israel should not have any place in the Middle East. They do not want to live side by side with Israel. They don't believe on all the maps of Palestine, the Palestinian Authority, and all the maps, Israel doesn't even exist on the map. So even in the books that they teach the children of Palestine, Israel is non-existent on the map. So she is raised with the idea that Israel is evil and Israel should be eliminated. Totally different point of view. And that's why she is celebrated by the Palestinians. And let's not forget, when she ran for Congress and she was elected, she said, I want to be a voice for the Palestinian people. I mean, here we have an elected member of Congress, Bill, in the United States, who's supposedly elected to serve the American people, yet instead she says, I want to be a voice for the Palestinian people? Since
yes.
When did we elect an Australian into government or anybody? Look, we have had our country for 300 years. We have been electing members of Congress for hundreds of years. When was the last time we elected somebody who immigrated here from a foreign government who said, I want to be a voice to the Belgian people. I want to be a voice to the Australians. I want to be a voice to the Lebanese. We never had that until now.
Yeah, it's pretty bold, and I'm glad you brought that up, because American voters need to wise up, and particularly, you know, the constituency that she represents, because now what does that mean for the rest of Americans that are in her district? They don't count?
Exactly. Their interest is not her interest. Their interests are the American interest, which is complete opposite of Rashida Tlaib's interest, because Americans are friends of Israel. They respect Israel as an ally of the United States. Americans understand that Israel is our eyes and ears in the Middle East, and it's our most loyal friend. Rashida Tlaib's interest is to wipe Israel off the map and to kick the Jews out of that land and away to whatever country they want to go, as long as they are not in the Middle East. And this is the problem. She's not representing the interest of the American people. She is representing the interest of the naturalized Palestinians living in her district and the Arab Muslims living in her district who migrated from the Middle East, who believe the Palestinian cause is the cause célèbre for every single Muslim across the world. They now believe they have representation in Congress to fight for Palestinian rights, not to improve Michigan, not to improve Detroit, not to improve the United States, not to create bills that will improve the lives of Americans living in a state in the United States, but to improve and affect change 8,000 miles across the world to the Middle East, influencing and ruling and passing laws that affect and impact the Palestinian people living under the Palestinian Authority and not Americans living in the United States.
Brigitte, where's leadership for the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, on all this? I mean, she seemed to have turtled out and just kind of hunkered down in her own shell and kind of just, you know, letting, you know, if it's not the four Democratic apocalyptic horsewomen of the party who have been leading the way here, but particularly these two, it's almost like she just allowed them to jump the shark here. And they're fully exposed. And, of course, Donald Trump is saying, hey, this is the Democratic Party, and why can't you make that assessment or come to that conclusion when they are given, you know, place time and again? And I think this is a rather reckless situation for the Democratic Party.
Because Nancy Pelosi right now, Bill, is a paper poster. That's it. The real activists behind the Democratic Party and the people who have clout are the newbies, are the young ones, are the ones who are active on social media. When you look at Ocasio-Cortez or you look at Ilhan Omar, over 4 million followers on Instagram alone. I haven't even mentioned Twitter. I haven't even mentioned Facebook. Nancy Pelosi probably doesn't even have an Instagram account. How many followers does she have? She's almost 80 years old. She thinks differently. differently. Again, the difference between what we have now and what we used to have at the Democratic Party, we used to have elected officials who were concerned in passing laws that will affect the United States. Right now, we have young activists who are interested in influencing public opinion using social media to drive public opinion. And that
exactly
is the difference.
Right.
And that's
Regine, we gotta leave it there. We're out of town. We're out of time. ActForAmerica.org is where you want to go for more information. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is ordering new public safety measures to protect Jewish neighborhoods from hate and violence following Saturday's stabbing attacks that wounded five people at a Hanukkah celebration at the home of a rabbi north of New York City.
Light towers at key locations and communities are already 15 up, six more coming, and we will add as needed. We will be adding more security cameras.
U.S. airstrikes pounding militias in Iraq and Syria over the weekend. And the Pentagon says the targets were linked to Iranian-backed forces that have reportedly been attacking American and Iraqi military installations. This morning, the Pentagon says U.S. forces have carried out airstrikes in Somalia a day after a deadly car bombing there that killed at least 79 people. In these attacks by the U.S., four terrorists were reportedly killed. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Appreciate you sharing part of your day with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're going to be talking with Dr. Len Friedland in just a moment, Vice President and Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health and Vaccines of North America, GSK, because, look at, you know, with the close of the new year, New Year's resolutions, all that good thing. We always hear that one of the top New Year's resolutions is we're going to take better care of ourselves, kind of in the spirit of Yogi Berra, right, who said that if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd take better care of myself. But we seem to have turned that corner, and people, I'll tell you, Dr. Friedland, I'd say overall, people are much more sensitive about their health these days, and that continues to grow in awareness and application, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. And as we age, we want to live long, healthy lives and taking care of ourselves and making sure that we're doing all the right things, nutrition, exercise and medical care, including vaccinations, is going to help us so that as we age, we have every opportunity to take full advantage and live those healthy lives.
Exactly. As you talk, you know, particularly adult vaccinations, you know, we always think, well, when you're younger, you need vaccinations. But as we age, you know, to protect ourselves, we need to consider seriously adult vaccinations, because especially 1 in 3 people in the United States will develop shingles in their lifetime. But there are vaccines available to help prevent shingles, a painful rash that develops on one side of the face or body. Even if you're in good health, you may still be at risk if you've had chicken pox. So explain to our audience, Dr. Friedland, you know, what exactly is shingles?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great setup. So shingles, also known as the herpes zoster, is caused by a reactivation of the varicella zoster virus, which is the virus that causes chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
Now, more than 99% of people in the United States over age 50 have evidence that they had chickenpox when they were younger. Even if they don't think they had it, more than 99% of all people over 50 have that evidence. And when we get a case of chickenpox, although the symptoms go away, the virus doesn't leave our body. It stays in our body. And it essentially goes to sleep inside our nerves. And it's sleeping there. We call that dormant.
Mm-hmm.
As we age, our immune systems decline in function, both the number of our immune cells and how they work. And at a certain level, as this immune system declines with age, the virus can wake up, can reactivate. When that happens, it travels down our nerves, and it can produce this painful, itchy, debilitating rash.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few facts for you, just to add to what you were saying. There are 1 million new cases of shingles every year in the United States in people over the age of 50. The lifetime risk for people over 50 is 1 in 3.
Wow.
Have a case of shingles. And for those lucky enough to live to 85, the risk is 1 in 2 during the rest of their lives. This is a very common illness, and it can be absolutely devastating and debilitating. You talked about the painful rash that can last 2 to 4 weeks, typically on one side of the body. Even after the rash is gone, the pain can persist. And in up to 18% of patients, the pain will persist for more than 3 months, sometimes for years. We call that post-herpetic neuralgia, PHN.
Mm-hmm.
And PHN can be absolutely devastating and debilitating. Imagine having chronic debilitating pain every day for months, if not for years. And there are other complications of shingles as well, including some very serious eye complications that can occur. And so the best way to prevent this is to actually prevent it, and we do that through vaccination. And all people over the age of 50 are recommended to receive a shingles vaccine in the United States by the Centers for Disease Control.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Friedland, what kind of reaction is common with a shingles vaccine? Do we have to deal with much you know, reaction after getting vaccinated?
Yeah. So, Bill, let me just talk about vaccination, and then I'll get specifically to your questions about
okay.
what to expect after vaccination. So the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, recommends that all people in the United States over age 50 be vaccinated to help protect against shingles. And they should be vaccinated with the preferred shingles vaccine by the CDC, and that vaccine is called Shingrix, S-H-I-N-G-R-I-X. And Shingrix is a shingles vaccine that was discovered and developed by my team at GSK. And it is the preferred vaccine for all people over 50. Shingrix is a two-dose vaccine, meaning the second dose is given 2 to 6 months after the first dose. Now, what can people expect when they're vaccinated? People can expect injection site pain, redness and swelling, occasionally fever, shivering, muscle aches, some GI discomfort. And it can last for 2 to 3 days. And it's not more common with the second dose compared to the first dose. So it's important to know that these things can happen, but they're transient. They typically last 2 to 3 days. But it's important to be vaccinated because this disease is very common, and it can be absolutely debilitating. And so it's really important to speak to your doctor, speak to your pharmacist if you're over the age 50 about shingles vaccination. And I'll also add, since we talked about this earlier, is that healthy living. ask your doctor and your pharmacist about the other vaccines that are also recommended for people over the age of 50.
So a simple doctor visit, a request for the shingles vaccine, but be specific and make sure that they're using Shingrix, right?
Yes, and so it's important to speak to your doctor about vaccination against shingles. The preferred vaccine is Shingrix. I do want to mention that Shingrix is covered by insurance. For people over 65, it's covered under Medicare and the Part D plans. And for people under the age of 65, Shingrix is covered by the private insurance plans. And then... But you can imagine, Bill, that with all people over age 50 being recommended to receive Shingrix vaccination to protect against shingles, there's been unprecedented demand all across the United States, and occasionally the vaccine is not available in the pharmacist or the doctor's office. But be persistent and be patient. Get on the waiting list. Ask your pharmacist or your doctor to call you when the vaccine becomes available in their practice.
Mm-hmm.
Get the first dose. Immediately get out your calendar and schedule when you're going to come back for that second dose 2 to 6 months later. And at our website, Shingrix.com, Shingrix.com, there's a vaccine locator where you can put in your zip code and you can see which pharmacies, which doctors in your community have had the vaccine available in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
So be persistent, be patient, and get vaccinated to help protect against shingles. And the preferred vaccine for people over age 50 is the vaccine called Shingrix.
Right. And as you say, Dr. Friedland, vaccination, that's the only way to help reduce the risk of developing shingles, right?
Absolutely, because we know that more than 99% of people over age 50 have this virus in their body. It can reactivate. We know that the lifetime risk is 1 in 3 will have a case of shingles after the age of 50. And so the only way to deal with this is to prevent it, and we can do that through vaccination, and that's why the CDC recommends that all people over age 50 be vaccinated to help protect against shingles, and the preferred vaccine is the Shingrix vaccine, which is available in pharmacies and doctor's offices right now, and it's covered by insurance.
You're right, exactly. No, that's excellent news, and it seems like it's a no-brainer here, Dr. Friedland. I mean, you can go in and prevent the disease, the onset of the reaction to chickenpox, and deal with shingles that could take you months, years possibly, in dealing with it, or go in and get vaccinated, and you don't have to worry about that, right?
Yeah, the important thing is to speak to your doctor.
Exactly.
The major risk factor here is advancing age, but also people who have compromised immune systems, they can be at increased risk. In fact, they are at increased risk for developing shingles and complications thereof. So the critical thing is speak to your doctor, speak to your pharmacist over the age of 50 about vaccination to help protect against shingles and all the other vaccine-preventable diseases in adults.
Very, very quickly, we've got to wrap it up. Where can they go for more information, Dr. Friedland?
So the first place you should always go is speak to your doctor and speak to your pharmacist. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, you can go out to the website Shingrix.com, Shingrix.com, where there's information about the disease shingles, the vaccination, the recommendations for Shingrix, and where the vaccine can be found with the vaccine locator.
Exactly. Dr. Len Friedland, Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health Vaccines at North America at GSK. Dr. Friedland, thank you for the time and information. This is awesome. Appreciate it. Take care. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah, you still get chestnuts here. I mean, you know, we're fair-minded, even though they taste lousy. Al Parada is with us from Stream.org. Have you had chestnuts before, Al? Have I asked you that question?
No, but if I'm Adam Schiff, his chestnuts might be roasting on open fire before too long.
Well, you go down. You go down a road that preempts my expression of chestnuts, so we'll leave them there.
I think on the streets of New York, when I was with my wife, the first time with her around Christmas season, there were some nuts on the street, and it was really, really good. I don't know if they were chestnuts or not. I don't remember.
Oh, okay, they weren't chestnuts, because the chestnuts are like, there's Hawaii, it's Hawaii's answer to poi. You know, it's not real good. But anyway, but the song, you know, really makes it almost seem good, because first time I go to New York, I'm thinking, hey, chestnuts on an open fire. I'm thinking all Christmassy stuff, and I had a bag of chestnuts. How do people eat these things? You know, it's like liver. You know, people, well, you just haven't done right. No, liver tastes, I don't care how you have it done, it's still the same thing, right?
Yeah. That's
good. My expression, anyway. Hey, lots to catch up on. Of course, the articles of impeachment faded completely. We knew that was coming. So no big surprise. And frankly, no big surprise on the Horowitz report, but we'll break them one at a time. So articles in impeachment, you know, what's...
I'm stunned at that third article of impeachment about the bribery. I mean, yeah. Oh my gosh! After all this talk about the bribery, where'd it go?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Where'd it go? It, like, disappeared. It's like, it's a high crime. It floated up into the sky and disappeared.
Nice.
So that to me is like, really? So I guess it was just like, Trump, a Russian agent. Mm-hmm. Same thing, It's like, mm-hmm. it just when it counted, it disappeared. And so it is such a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, not to be plugging myself because I don't do that. But at sometime in the next few minutes, there's going to be, I actually end up writing an article already about the impeachment thing. It's such a joke. It was easy to write.
Mm-hmm.
What do they talk about? Two articles. Obstruction of justice. Their obstruction of Congress,
mm-hmm.
and the abuse of power. Both of these are jokes if you look at these, even in even the most rational way. I mean, obstruction of Congress because the executive branch didn't want to play along with their game and said, hey, you want us? Take us to court. And Nancy Pelosi didn't have time for that. The same way she doesn't have time to clean up the feces that's piling up in her district.
Exactly.
Time. What's the hurry? What's the rush?
Well, as Jonathan Turley said, the fastest and thinnest impeachment in the history of our country is what they embarked on, and this is where we are, and spending more millions of dollars that the country would really easily decide that could be better spent somewhere else.
Yeah, you know what? It just hit me what this is like. You know, people travel around the holidays. You get in the car with the kids, and the kids are whining and whining and whining. And so you give them a nice piece of candy to shut them up. I think this is a nice piece of candy given to the AOCs and the Maxine Waters is just to shut them up about impeachment. And they're trying to get it out of maybe Nancy Pelosi's, trying to give it to them, give them a little Christmas thing. Hey, we did the impeachment. Now shut up.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, but get ready. What you've done. It's kind of like that scene from. What was it? What was the submarine movie?
Red October.
Red October. Okay, where he arms the missile. This is AOC and Al Green and Maxine Waters have they have loaded up. They've set the igniter on the missile, and it's going to come back and blow them up. Get ready.
Yes, that's, and the Russian analogy is probably pretty good because Soviet style operation these people have been running here for a while.
Without a doubt.
If you haven't seen the movie, got to see the movie, Hunt for Red October.
Right, exactly. Yeah, good job. Anyway, the deal that where they're going, first of all, obstruction. I mean, this is we go back to, who's in charge here, what's your responsibility, what's the lane you're supposed to travel in. This has been going on for a long time, and they've argued it with Bill Clinton. I mean, just go down the list. It's been every president they've done. It's just that it's just that Trump is their foil right now, and they've lost their minds, and they are the party. They're decimating the party. Al, look at what's going on. The people are jumping ship. They're jumping the ship as fast as the audience did at the hearing yesterday.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, he gave him millions of documents for Mueller, didn't he? I mean, he gave him all kinds of it. Now we get into this situation, which was kind of a goofy deal. I mean, I think the Mueller, hoax had a little bit. I mean, had a little bit to do. I mean, you could say, all right, let's find out what. I mean, to me, it was like, okay, you're gonna have the Mueller investigation. Let's find out. If it was the Russians, if it was Ukraine, whatever. But really, they missed the target because they were so focused on Trump for $70 million instead of really coming down to the bottom line and saying, this is, in fact, what happened. This is who interfered. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Democrats, Podesta with a stupid password, he didn't help the situation. Oh, yeah, Debbie Wasserman Schultz protecting a Pakistani national who had control of the emails and the computers and servers for 40 Democratic congressmen. That didn't help either. Oh, yeah, 30,000 emails. God only knows what they were with Hillary because she was already, whether or not she, that Comey had the intestinal fortitude to indict her and jail her for her misuse of top secret information. He called it some sort of escape of some kind of casual disrespect or mishandling, reckless mishandling, but something that could leave her open and unindictable. It's like, wait a minute,
there was such rampant abuse of information by people who should know better. I mean, she's the Secretary of State. I mean, that's like that's like a police officer, Al, you know, by comparison, going in and firing a round down range and hitting somebody. He knows that if he does that, he owns that bullet. He may do it under, you know, the auspices of his badge and his position as law enforcement, but he owns, he's responsible for that bullet. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, she's responsible for this information. You cannot have anything. I mean, you're too far up the chain to have some sort of casual neglect.
Yeah, well, you just made a great point, and we could flip it on Comey, who's sitting there running around yesterday like he's been exonerated.
Right.
The whole report, 476 pages, is basically a testimony to what a screw-up his agency was.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, the 17 major mistakes, you want to call them mistakes, let's put those in little quotes, the mistakes that were made, all of which hurt Trump, by the way. Mm-hmm. The miscalculations, the errors, the failures to follow procedure, all the stuff, and all of it points to the FBI being a mess. FBI being a mess, and he thinks that he got exonerated and he's strutting around like a peacock. You know, it's insanity. You know, it just proved how incompetent he was. If you even want to accept the idea that it wasn't a deliberate political hit, which is exactly what it was, because you can't have 17 errors all going against the target that the people doing the investigation. You know, the target, somebody they hate. They're pretty much open about that. There's no bias there. The odds of every decision, 17 decisions going against you, against somebody right in a row. You know, if you make a mistake, it can go either way. It's like something like, calculated out to be something like 1 in 150,000 or something weird like that. Somebody can do the math. It's basically 2 to the 17th power, if you want to get for you math geeks out there. That's astronomical.
Yeah, but look what...
The same people investigated Hillary and had dozens of decisions that were made that all went in her favor.
Right. And along with, they lose 30,000 emails plus a server.
Oh, that's things, right?
You know, give me a break. Give me a break here. Yeah, did I bleach my, how did I just wipe it? Is that how I did it? No, you did it with a hammer, you knucklehead. We know what you did. I mean, look at Solomon. Solomon says 51 violations, 9 false statements, 17 serious acts of misconduct.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
exactly.
Yeah. It's a staggering indictment. And again, Hurwitz's job is basically to be a hometown ump. He's going to give the benefit of the doubt anywhere he can. And that's not
well
a
said.
Personal
exactly.
thing on him. It's not a personal dig on him. That's just the nature of the role. That's the
right.
nature of the gig.
He's an institutionalist.
Yeah.
He's going to protect the FBI. He's not going to sit there and say there's rampant corruption. I mean, he might, off the left side of his mouth, whisper down the hallway, hey, guys, we got trouble here in River City. But as far as a public report...
Yeah, that's why the hearing will lay some of that out. I mean, but the information is all damning, and it all points in one direction. And again, then you got Durham's statement, like going, "Hey,
wait a minute, hold your horses." You know, we're not even. Yeah, and Bill Barr the same way. Bill Barr couldn't even contain himself. He had an out of body experience, and he goes, "God, I can't believe I said that." But yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So, hey, if anybody thinks this is over, it's just beginning, and it's just beginning. Durham basically said, "Hey, we got information from outside the DOJ." Kind of comes to bears directly on this, and so I would not be too happy if I'm the Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, and those clowns.
And I'll guarantee you, it's not going to be loaded with hearsay. You're talking, primary sources from Durham, who is able to subpoena and seat a grand jury. He's not messing around here. It's a criminal investigation. Woo, get ready.
Amen.
Hey, who knows? We may get this country back on track yet, Al Parada. I don't know.
Right.
Hey, we got to keep it up. You got it.
Yeah.
He's the managing editor of Stream.org. That's where you can go for all the information to be in the flow of the know. And, hey, we're keeping you apprised and, keeping you informed of the details. So stay tuned because, this is reality TV. I mean, I don't know if it gets much better than this.
Nope.
You got it. Thank you, Al. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone?